see.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Oh, holy shit. Look at them scramble. What an amazing time to be alive right now. It truly is. What an insane shit show. It truly is a carnival of Trey, a bizarre circus, a comedic tragedy. Now here's the thing. We can change it any motherfucking time that we want to. It absolutely is nothing more than a conscious decision and a willing act of intent. Oh my fuck, the battle lines have been drawn. The challenge has been presented. The opponent threw down the glove. Challenge accepted, motherfucker. Don't you see what is occurring now? I'll try to spell it out for you the best that I can. You see, your enemy, which has always remained hidden for your entire life, has now stepped out of the shadows and exposed itself in an act of desperation. When the opponent, who has always hidden in the darkness, shows its hand, that is an act of desperation. Showdown!
I've got one that can see!
Fear no evil, motherfucker, because you are about to come face to face with it. Bring it on, bitches. The acts of desperation of these criminally insane psychopathic cocksuckers, these miscreant scumbags, is absolutely laughable. The only power these diseased maggots have is the power that you give them. Your soul, your spirit, your essence, your mind. Stop doing that. Laugh at their folly, their acts of desperation. You see, you can either be a willing victim of that bullshit, or you can step into your potential and create something new. I think I like the idea of creating something new. You know it's up to us, right? It's up to you. Acts of desperation, I tell ya. Fear the virus! Oh no! We're all gonna die! But guess what? We're all gonna die anyway. So would you rather die free, or die as a slave? Are you still caught up in the illusion, taking this ridiculous nonsense all so damn seriously? Do you still think the shit you learned in school, in the churches, or on fucking TV has anything whatsoever to do with truth, with reality? If you do, then you may be suffering from a growing and widespread pandemic known as head-up-the-ass syndrome. Your rectum and your cranium are inverted, and it's going to require delicate surgery to correct the situation. I've got people that can help you, but you have to be willing to undo a lifetime of psychological conditioning. You've been a victim of mind rape. There is a cure, but you have to be willing to let it all go. You know, all of the pain, all of the illusions, all of the suffering. Listen now. When you reach the point that you can laugh at all of this ridiculous bullshit, then you are on your way to healing. You've seen it. You have bared witness. You have stared the evil of this world in the face, and you are not afraid. Because of that, you are a threat to this system, and the opponent is making moves and exposing their hand in blatantly obvious acts of desperation. They want you to be in fear. They want you to give your mind away to their scripted nonsense. They want you to fall in line, to obey, to relinquish your humanity. You know what I say to that? Suck my dick.
How dare you?
Take your control system, take your twisted ideologies and your contorted mind fuckery, and shove it straight up your ass. You see, you can only keep a lid on the human spirit for so long before the natural inclination towards rebellion is awakened. This is what is occurring now, and this is what these cock-smoking servants of evil are afraid of. What you are witnessing now are acts of desperation by losers who know full well that their time is up.
I've got one that can see.
They're pulling out all the stops, aren't they? The technocracy, the false pandemic, the slave system closing in all around us, and all manner of restriction that is being imposed is an act of desperation. So, here we stand at the crossroads. It's decision time. And look, you don't have to sacrifice anything save your beliefs, opinions, and attitudes. Step into the light of creative, imaginative thought. You know, the contemplation of something new. That's what the enemy fears the most, and that's why we can now bear witness to their folly and their incredibly ridiculous acts of desperation. Because the human spirit is rising now, like never before in all of human history. This is the greatest time to be alive. We are on the cusp of enormous change, and where we go from here is, well, it's up to us. That's the choice that we face now, and that is what the opponent hopes you never figure out, and that is why we are seeing these acts of desperation. It's a fucking joke, and the moment that you reclaim your power, you know, your own thoughts, your emotions, your psychic sovereignty, then it's game over, and you win. You don't have to be a slave anymore. It's a shift in consciousness that you must be willing to undertake on your own. Now, if you're not willing to do that, then you're dead. If you are willing, then you are reborn. Here's the thing to consider. There is no more time left to sit on the fence. You must decide. Right now, not tomorrow, not sometime next February. Now. Right fucking now. You see, the clock stopped ticking. There is no more time left, so you better damn well make a decision. Your willful act of intent is immense. It's a force to be reckoned with. Your willful, conscious participation in this reality can change everything. That's what these scrotum-sucking leeches don't want you to ever figure out. But we are starting to figure it out, and that is why we are witnessing these acts of desperation. You see, the opponent is oh so clever, highly intelligent intellectually, but what they lack is spiritual understanding. The spiritually awakened human being is what they hate and despise because they lack what we have. Super advanced technology and a highly evolved intellect is nothing next to an awakened spirit. You see, we have the upper hand, and the opponent is well aware of this, and this is why we can so plainly see their flawed and futile acts of desperation. We will not go into your artificial world of mechanized slavery. We will not bow down any longer in the face of your tyranny. Your acts of desperation are pathetic and laughable. What a desperate attempt of spiritually retarded fools. Thanks for the entertainment, bitches, but your time is up. Listen, you cunts, you threw down the glove, you made your move, and now you are about to be checkmated. You know why? I'll say it yet again, because the spirit of humanity is rising now, and there's not a goddamn thing you can do to stop it. You know your time is up. You inject fear for the sake of control, but you are the ones that are truly in fear. Listen, my brothers and sisters, my fellow warriors, fear nothing. Nothing. When fear is at the forefront of your consciousness, you're done. When creativity is at the forefront of your consciousness, you are free. Stand in the light of your sovereignty and bring that to the world now. These enslaving forces, these jerk-offs, don't have a damn thing on us. They are desperately scrambling losers in a game that is just about over, and you could witness this in their completely pathetic acts of desperation. Walk in peace.
How dare you!